Welcome back to another practice. We're going to be dealing with practice problem 12.2 from lesson 12.2 in our unit dealing with effusion of gases. Before we get started, please make sure that you have the question in front of you, preferably on a piece of paper that you can write on since you're using the computer screen to watch the video. We really want to work through this problem together. So, the question. An unknown gas is found to effuse at a rate that is 1.864 times faster than bromine at the same temperature. What is the identity of the gas? Okay, we're going to work through this with our standard problem-solving template. So the first thing we want to do is identify the key concepts. So take a second to pause this video, go through the question, and highlight, underline, or circle the concepts, the words that you think are important to solving this question. Once you've done that, restart the video. What's important here is that we have an unknown gas, and we know that it's effusing, and that its rate, which is important, is 1.864 times faster than bromine. Okay, and we're told it's at the same temperature. That's important, okay, because temperature has an effect here. We're looking at rates, which means that speed is involved, and at different temperatures, gases move at different speeds. If the gases were at different temperatures, we couldn't make any of these connections. Well, we know that our unknown gas is faster than bromine. The effusion rate is faster, that means the speed is faster. So we can say the speed of our unknown x is definitely greater than the speed of bromine. But what does that tell us about the gas? Does it relate to any properties that we could measure? For instance, speed of a gas is hard. What could we measure? What could we look at a formula and know what it is? We know the formulas of the different choices, chlorine, nitrogen dioxide, oxygen, for example. What could we use to identify that? Well, at the same temperature, the speed is related to the molar mass. So we know the molar mass of X has to be less than the molar mass of bromine, because a heavier gas moves slower. Since bromine is going to be moving slower, it has to be the gas that is heavier. So that's important. Those are some important concepts. Now we look at the question, what are we given? Well, we know the relationship between the rates. Okay, rates is important. Remember, when we're dealing with effusion, we don't want times, we don't want speeds, we want rates. We want to know what the unknown gas is. We could do that if we knew its molar mass, which we can relate to rate. And we need to be able to make these connections using effusion as the key connecting concept. Now, effusion we talked about briefly in our lesson. Here's the image that's in the lesson. It goes along with the discussion. Effusion, you should know, and if you're not sure, go back and look over it some more, is the movement of a gas through a pinhole into another container. In this case, it's moving into a vacuum. That doesn't have to be the case. For the purposes of this picture, it works. And this picture also only shows one gas, but I can very easily just draw in another. Okay, so now we've got two gases moving through the pinhole. And then I'm going to put one over here. Okay. Now the amount of gas on this side is going to depend upon the rates of effusion. The ones that are moving faster, that have a higher rate, are going to have more molecules on the right-hand side. Eventually, they will even out. Okay, but that's a topic for another day. If there's two of these, and only one of the gas that I drew, well, then the rate is 2:1. It's a lot easier to draw than 1.864. We talked about rates, we talked about masses. There has to be some way to make the connection. Okay, and this is done via Graham's law. We know that Graham's law relates the rates. Okay, and remember, rate is important, not time. Remember that a rate is something like liters per second. It's an amount per unit time. Speed is actually a rate, miles per hour. Okay, it's an amount, in this case a distance, over unit time. That's a rate. So we know that the rates are inversely proportional to the square root of the molar masses. Okay. The units here don't matter so long as the R's are rates and that your units are consistent. The ratio will still work. Also, pay close attention to the subscripts. Okay. They're inversely related. Don't mix that up or that doesn't work. Now you're ready to begin solving the problem. But summarize your information first. It's always good to have everything ready. We know that the rate of our unknown is equal to 1.864 times the rate of bromine because it's faster. We can rearrange that so that it looks like this. And that's important because notice how this rate ratio looks just like this. So we're looking at the ratio of the rates. The actual values don't matter. The ratio between them does. Okay, so now let's actually solve the problem. Let's start with Graham's law. We've got our two rates. Eventually we're going to want to solve for a molar mass because that's going to identify our answer. And it's an inverse relationship. Okay, we started identifying our information. Let's start filling it in. We know that this entire side over here, the ratio is 1.864. In order for that to be true, it had to be R sub X, R of our unknown, over the rate of bromine. That means that, let's make this a little clearer, the rate of bromine. That means that this molar mass must correspond to bromine. The molar mass of bromine, we get off the periodic table, is 159.81. That's grams per mole. Again, keep the units consistent and it doesn't matter. And our unknown molar mass is X. And let's not forget our square root. From here, it's just algebra. Okay, the simplest thing to do is square both sides of the equation. So we're going to square the whole thing. And we'll wind up with 3.47. If we cross multiply, 3.47x is equal to 159.81. And we know that x, if we round, is about equal to 46 grams per mole. Now we can go back to our question and identify which of our answer choices has that molar mass. So let's go back. Just start going through the choices. Chlorine has a molar mass of 71. Argon is 40. NO2 is 46. Look at that. There's our winner. Let's just make sure that it's right. Methane is 16 and oxygen is 32. So we know our answer has to be C. Nitrogen dioxide has the corresponding molar mass to this ratio of rates. That does it for this practice problem on effusion. If you have any questions, be sure to log into the discussion board and see if your fellow classmates can help.